Almost live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show with Larry Mead. Now, from one end of his cheap IKEA couch, here's Nate.
All right, welcome everybody to show number two. I'm Nate Darling.
I'm Larry Mead.
And we have had all sorts of technical problems tonight. So we're going to do a little bit shorter show because that's kind of the way it went. We're going to cut out a lot of stuff. We recorded a lot of stuff that will never hear the light of day. But let's hit the high points. Jimmer Fredette coming to Sacramento. He's actually been here. He's been to the mall. He's going to be number 7 if they ever actually have a season this year. They rolled him out to the Arden Fair Mall in front of everybody who had to pull their pants up and their hoods down to say, "Yay, what's up, Jimmer Fredette?"
He's pretty.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. I think he's pretty.
He'd be, well, you're...
He's not hot, but he's pretty.
So you're saying he would be a hit if he were to hang out at Badlands? Or Faces?
His hair needs to get cut a little bit. The bushy thing doesn't work, but he would be a hit.
Okay. He's got
that clean all-American boy look.
Well, he is the clean all-American boy.
True.
From upstate New York, as a matter of fact.
True.
Little white guy from upstate New York who went to BYU and cut to Sacramento and was like, "I have never seen this many Mexican-looking people in my life."
He is going to be floored. He's going to look up at a game and be like, "What the fuck is going on here?"
Yeah, I mean, if they play, and I'm hoping they do, it'll be a fun season for them.
Yeah.
It'll be good to see, and the Kings have got some new excitement, I guess. But the NBA is locked out, so
if there is a lockout,
no, there is a lockout.
Well, if it continues, I really hope the Kings take the time to invest in their dance team because their dance team is awful.
Their dance team came in second this year. In like, they had like an all NBA thing. They were like the Western Conference finalists online.
Their dance team. It's just so. It's like straight up like. Do you remember the movie TV movie? You will not. Every gay man will. The TV movie Laker Girls, starring the blonde girl from Family Ties.
Teeny Others.
And some other people. Oh my God, it was such a good movie. Every gay boy I know watched that movie in like eighth grade because they wanted to be one. But like it's like they're like from there. They need to get with the times.
Okay, they're local. Let's not forget they're local girls, and we are in Sacramento.
Right, but like they're still doing. Ugh, it's just so like passe for me. I want something more exciting. Some of the NBA teams now have co-ed cheerleading squads, and they're awesome. They like stunt and stuff. That is fantastic.
Okay,
I would be a proponent of that.
Speaking of the Kings dancers, do you remember, and I'm probably more into this than you were, would have been 2 or 3 years ago now, the photos of them drinking and partying
totally
in their underpants
sure.
came out. I never really saw what the big deal was.
I know. Like, what did they think they were? Like, people that were going to go be nuns? Like, if your daughter becomes an NBA dance team member, she's a slut. Like, it's kind of a given. Like, it's not like, oh, I studied 8 years of classical dance so I could become an NBA dancer girl. No, like, you're a dancer, so you're close to NBA players. You can grind yourself and listen and get drunk. Like, it's just a thing.
Well, I'm not going to go so far as to call them sluts. I will say this. I mean, they were obviously drinking and partying and having a good time.
In their underwear.
Right. But. And I admire that. I would be willing to wager that if you put a lot of different groups of women in their early 20s of drinking age together, and they were drinking before they went out and having a good time, that you would see a lot of very similar things. I'm just saying.
Obviously, you've never been to an Indigo Girls concert.
Well,
actually, it's actually very much the same thing.
Interesting. No, I remember I had an intern who she had college housing. It was like her last semester in college. And this is back in New York, upstate New York, and not where Jimmer's from, a little further north. And I got this note on, I think it was on Facebook, she posted that all of her roommates were drunk and running around the house naked.
That's fun.
Yeah, and they were just your average college girls, and they decided, I'm like, how exactly does that happen?
Well,
easy.
How exactly? Oh, easy?
Yeah. Like, this is a thing. And I've said this a lot. I've been at parties where that's happened.
Oh, I've never been at a party where this has happened.
If you're a gay guy, you get to see so many more naked girls than if you do if you're straight. But girls, it just is funny to them. They're like, let's get naked. And then they run around.
Well, this one I had to know. So I asked. And the reasoning behind this was they all had to pee. And because they all had to pee and they could only go in one at a time, what they did was they decided that they should get naked in anticipation so that they wouldn't have to wait as long to take their pants down when they got in there.
That is good reasoning.
It is great drunk logic.
Now, do you know what I think's funny? Now, like when they got drunk and they were partying in their underwear, I don't understand why they just didn't get naked.
I think from seeing the pictures, there's one really cute girl in a thong. She's in the bathroom, and it looks like she's putting on her makeup. So it looks like they were just drinking, getting ready to go out to clubs or something like that.
I thought they were, like, at a party.
No. I mean, there were some that were sort of like that. Like, they were drinking champagne and stuff like that. But I think a lot of it was just they were warming up to go out for a night on the town.
Oh, got it.
I didn't really get why people were so upset about it.
Do straight clubs have underwear night?
No.
Because gay clubs definitely do.
Straight clubs do not have underwear night.
Because, like, at Badlands, like, there's a kid on my softball team who's a... Hi, Josh, if you're listening. there's a guy that's on our softball team that's a bartender at Badlands. And after one of our scrimmages on Friday, we went to Badlands later because it was underwear night where all the bartenders were in their underwear. And if you come in your underwear, you drink for free for, like, 2 hours. But, like, it's advertised as underwear night, so it's, like, expected you're almost in your underwear to be there.
Yeah,
I didn't know straight people had an equivalent to that.
We do not. There is no equivalent to that,
yeah.
Except for Halloween, which is pretty much every girl shows up in her underwear anyway.
True.
Which is I'm dressed as sexy. Insert anything else here, which is just bra and panties, really.
Halloween's fun like that.
It is. It's kind of new. I wish it were like that when I was a teenager. It was not. They wore full length costumes. There were women who were going out as monks. I'm like, what are you doing? That's not fun at all.
That's kind of fun. Not they could really. Be a slutty monk.
No, well,
and
it
slash people.
It would be
now.
No, that didn't happen either. It was just a monk. In fact, I remember this girl. She had the monk robe on, and she had on jeans underneath. Tapered leg jeans.
That's hot.
Isn't that tapered leg jeans? It was great.
That's unfortunate.
It was a good deal.
Ew.
Tracy Morgan in trouble again.
Oh, he's an idiot.
He is. Anybody who hasn't heard, he, of course, got in trouble with the gays in Nashville, which is an odd combo. I will admit that. I did not. I know there are gay people everywhere, but I didn't think there was going to be a huge number of gay people in Nashville. That's not the math I would have put together on that. So he said horrible things that if his son talked like a gay, that he would stab him.
I'm glad I'm not Tracy Morgan's son.
Yeah, that would be rough. So he did the mea culpa thing, and he went back to Nashville, and he hugged a gay guy, and
he
forgave it.
One.
Oh, yeah, it was a big bear hug, too, and everything was good. And then about a week and a half later, Tracy Morgan's doing some stand-up in New York City, and he used what some people call the R word, which I won't. He used the word retarded, but he used it specifically talking about kids who have developmental disabilities, which is not cool in any way, shape,
really
or form.
Funny.
No, well, that's the thing. It's not like he's edgy funny with this stuff. He's just sort of way weird out there with it.
I know. I don't know to be more offended by the content or just the bad comedy, to be honest. I'm really not sure which one I'm more offended by.
I'm more offended by the bad comedy. I don't think it's cool to call kids with developmental disabilities retarded or retards, or going back to when this is going way back on the horrible things to say. It would be one that you used to hear a long time ago now was mongoloid, which you never hear anymore.
You've never heard that must be a Vermont vernacular.
It goes back. Well, Vermont was way. It still is kind of behind in terms of catching up with pop culture. So even their horrible things to say about people were a little bit behind the times. Yeah. Well, you see a lot of kids with Down syndrome. They have sort of features that look a little bit Mongolian.
Oh, I thought that was an Asian slur.
No.
Oh.
No. That was a slur for people with Down syndrome.
Really weird.
Yeah, and so these things are ridiculous that people are still spewing them out. But there are people who have developmentally disabled kids who are really upset if you use the word retarded, even if you're talking about somebody who's perfectly normal who uses retarded logic with stuff.
Yeah, but I still think it's too slippery of a slope.
Yeah, and well, we're getting the same thing now because there are people who go something that's kind of silly or stupid or weird. They go, oh, that's gay. And you don't think anything of it, but now that's become...
Right. I believe that is on the way out.
Things are not gay anymore?
Is it wrong to call a retarded kid gay if you're making fun of them?
Well,
do the two negatives make a positive?
See, I'm going to maintain that you shouldn't call kids retarded. I would agree. I'm going to go with the people you should call retarded are normal people who do things that are in a backward or slowed way.
What happens if... Yeah, I'm just going to stop. Now I see how Tracy Morgan got in trouble.
Exactly. It's a very slippery slope. Ah. But there is a term called, when you're adjusting the timing on an engine, it's called retarding the timing on the engine. That is an actual definition use of the word.
Right, just like there's a retard in music.
Right. Exactly. It's like a pause, right?
But actually, they're calling it something else. I really do think some schools started calling it an R-stop. I really think that's true.
Oh, I'm sure. There's... See, and everything is, so now it's referred to as the R word.
Right. Ooh, on Glee, they made a special commercial about it.
Okay.
They made a public service announcement because Becky, one of the, the cheerleading assistant, she's Downs. And they said the R word is, there's words you use and the R word's one of them.
Okay. See, now I'm upset because I wanted to be so famous that you would take my initial and use word after it. But unfortunately, there's already another N word.
That would be really bad.
There's already another N word. I'm very disappointed.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. And there's two F words now. You should know this. There's two F words. Obviously, the first one is fuck.
Yeah.
And the second one, I heard somebody refer to the homosexual slur faggot as the F word.
Oh, I've heard that. Yeah.
So now there's two F words, and I heard somebody was explaining something to me that someone used the F word, and I had to go, which one?
Ooh, that's true.
Which one did they use? And they looked at me like I had two heads, like I was crazy.
Mm.
I want my language back. I want to use all the words. I want to use them freely because I am proud of my language.
True. Do you believe that if you're a member of that community, you can use that language?
No. No, I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't. Look, you either can use it or either you can use it and it's appropriate to use it or you can't. You can't have two sets of rules. You just can't because that just smacks to me of the whole separate but equal argument.
I think that's fair.
So, no, you can't at one point go, no, well, we can use that word, but you can't. No. If you can't use the word, nobody should be using the word.
So as a straight person, you don't think you would be able to say, like if you walk into a Red Lobster and say, hey, breeders, what's up? Like you couldn't say that.
Well,
or because it would be like using language for, internal to your people. Or if I said it to you like, hey, breeders, what's up? It could be offensive.
Well, here's the difference. I don't think any heterosexual person is going to get upset by that.
Wait, it's going to be a matter of time. There's going to be rallies about straight people feeling oppressed. Once the gays get all the rights, there's going to be a straight protection movement, and people are going to say that breeder's a hate word. Mark my words.
I don't doubt that. I've seen the Tea Party.
Breeder pride.
Oh, dear Lord.
That would be the lamest parade ever, by the way. And I don't mean to insult my straight friends, but really, a whole parade of straight people?
We're not known for our parades.
That would be so lame.
We are, but we're known for our parades full of military vehicles that would blow you up. That's really the only parade that straight
half
people
of those
are
closet gay dudes.
It's true. That is in fact true. How was your 4th of July? We'll hit on that real quick.
4th of July was fun. It was a good time. I ate deviled eggs a lot.
Were they out in the sun, deviled eggs?
No, I made them myself. I literally made deviled eggs to bring to four separate parties.
Wow, that's ambitious.
Because it's what I love deviled eggs, and I always feel sad if I'm at a barbecue or picnic and don't have them, and I only like the kind I make, so I bring them mostly for me, but then I always leave large amounts at people's houses.
That's probably for the best. Is there a lot of farting going on after the deviled eggs are consumed?
Sometimes.
Because that would seem to be a danger of that.
I'm surprised how many people in California have never had deviled eggs. I know I'm a Midwestern boy, but like the amount of people are like, oh, I've never had one. Deviled eggs are kind of a staple in my mind. Like it's not like this exotic food.
Right.
But literally the amount of people are like, oh, I've never had one, and they end up liking them. They're amazed by them.
Yeah. Well, things are different here than they are in other parts of the country. Like there was a website survey. What is your iconic diner food? Your iconic diner food. And there was like burgers, pancakes, waffles. And one of the choices was breakfast burrito.
I was going to wait for burrito.
Which if you go to the Northeast or Midwest, breakfast burrito is not going to be anywhere on a diner menu.
No, at all.
It's really not. So, yeah, my 4th of July I celebrated partially by going through a sobriety checkpoint.
Nice.
I hit the one in Midtown, and I had not been drinking at all. So
I like how you said that you hit the one in Midtown like you went to a club.
I know. It was a sobriety checkpoint. It was on 21st. It was awesome. Yeah, I didn't, unlike the politicians, I had not been drinking. I did not have a gay dude in the car with me.
Do you know they're still together?
Awesome. Well,
the dude that was and he was Miss or second runner up for Miss Gay Latino Sacramento, and they're still together.
Oh, it's a love story then. That's awesome.
Except, I don't know if they're like committed, but they definitely still hang out a lot together.
Well, that's okay. Well, that's
family values.
He has family values.
He's
even
gonna make an honest tranny out of him yet.
That is awesome.
Sorry, I used the T word. I should have said he's going to make an honest T word out of him.
Oh, boy. That would just confuse most people. Yeah, the sobriety checkpoint, I'm going through, I'm talking to the cop, and obviously I'm not drunk, and he's like, all right, and I'm expecting him to wave me on my way. And he goes, but this lady has something for you. And I'm like, oh, it's going to be a sticker or something. And she hands me a MAD pamphlet, a glossy MAD pamphlet. And the side I'm looking at is in Spanish, and I look at it and I go, huh. And the cop then feels the need to tell me the other side is in English. And I was like, okay, great. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to make it, you know, I'm a comedian. I'm going to make a joke about it. I go, well, maybe I'll learn Spanish from the pamphlet. And then this is what made me mad is from outside the car, I hear the lady go, well, it is California.
Do you think she was saying it you should learn Spanish, or do you think she was saying it as like, God, people here need to learn English?
No, it was a you should learn Spanish sort of down-talking thing that people do.
Gotcha.
Well, she's in a preachy group. I mean, MAD, I love the message of MAD that people shouldn't drive drunk, that it's a bad thing, but it's gotten to be a very large, very preachy organization.
They're very preachy.
That prints up giant pamphlets to hand to people who aren't driving drunk.
I wish you could see this pamphlet because it literally is like 19 pages long.
It's if you spread out the pamphlet, you could hold your arms apart like a bird and hold it in each end of your fingertips. It has a wingspan.
If you laid it out on a table, you could take like 10 40s end to end and it would cover it.
It would also make a great party favor if you cut out little men with conjoined hands.
Ooh, it also would be a good placemat for beer pong.
I don't think that was their intended purpose. But anyway, going back, it's the 4th of July, and she's like, well, you are in California. And I didn't say anything because I didn't want to get pulled out and tased, but my brain went, yeah, but I'm still in the United States of America, and the fact that I only speak English shouldn't be held against me like I'm a jerk.
You should have asked for it in a very bizarre language. Like, I need it in Shona. I was raised in Zimbabwe.
Well, I know they have that at the DMV. Mm-hmm. That was the most stark thing when I got to California was I went into the DMV and the wall of pamphlet. It's seriously, if you're not from California, you haven't been to the DMV.
Oh, my God.
There are the same driving pamphlet and manual in about 60 different languages.
Seriously. It's bigger than some schools' libraries. I'm not even kidding. And then inevitably, they're always out of English. So then you have to hear people make lots of comments about, like, God, they don't have it in English, but I'm so glad they have it in this dialect of Farsi that I don't know. Hi, 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 hi.
Well, that's in case one person moves in.
Seriously.
But
it literally is out of control, the DMV. Like, if you major in a foreign language, especially like somewhat of a non-common one, you can get a job at the California DMV translating pamphlets.
Right, but there's no one who speaks anything but English working at said DMV.
It's true.
So you may have the pamphlets in all of these fun languages, but there is no one working behind the counter there making whatever money they make. They all have a bad attitude.
They're also angry.
They're angry. They're very angry, angry people.
And they shouldn't be. They can retire when they're 52.
And, you know, they get to go to work. They get to deal with the public. It's not, you know, no one's going to go in with a gun and rob them. Probably.
As long as you're not in Stockton.
Well, we have to besmirch Stockton.
Stockton besmirches itself.
Let's say something nice about Stockton. All right, moving on.
They built a hotel that was supposed to revitalize the downtown, and they actually couldn't get anyone that would buy it for less than $1 million, so they're turning it into student apartments for the University of the Pacific.
Oh, is that the one right next to the arena?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well,
to be fair, the arena's nice.
It is. That whole area of
Stockton is
really nice. There's Weber's Point. Mm-hmm. That's where they have the Asparagus Festival.
It's nice.
And they've got the Stockton Ports Ballpark on one side of the river, and then they've got the arena on the other. Mm-hmm. And it's very nice, and the only problem is there are a lot of people that live in and around Stockton who will shoot you.
Oh, God. Even if you go, no joke, we went to the Asparagus Festival like a year ago, 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and we parked 3 blocks from the festival. I literally have felt safer in South Central LA than I did in Stockton. I'm not even exaggerating. I legitimately felt uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
Stockton is a little scary.
There are really nice parts of Stockton. But,
3 blocks.
Right. There's the 3-block area, and you get outside of that, and it does start to get sketchy.
It's so weird because it's a biggish city, but it's like all ghetto. Like I don't understand what anyone does there. Like it is. It's like a ghetto without the city.
And Stockton, it's the second largest city in like the Sacramento area if you don't go to the Bay Area. But I've been in a helicopter, and you fly down to Stockton. Mm. And you fly over Stockton, and you're like, oh, my God, this is so small. And then when you get back up to see Sacramento, Sacramento looks,
massive.
In comparison, it looks like L.A., really.
Yeah,
because when
sprawling.
You first hit, like, Elk Grove, and then you come all the way up through, there's people, there's housing, there's stuff
there's
going on. And Stockton is just sort of in the middle, surrounded by agriculture. And it just looks so small by comparison. But
the University of the Pacific, which is actually a good school and it's pretty, mm-hmm. they advertise themselves. Now, before I say what they advertise themselves, I'm just imagining some East Coast kid sees this pamphlet of this beautiful campus, because it is beautiful.
Right.
And they say, you know, oh, wow, I want to go to school in the middle of California wine country. That is how the University of the Pacific describes Stockton. Now, Stockton is close to many vineyards, and it's close. There are actually some vineyards in the valley over there, but mm-hmm. like it is not in the heart of Napa. And for them to say that, it would be like saying, you know, Sacramento, you know, feel the heartbeats of San Francisco. Like it's not 100% off base, but really, like I just feel bad. I feel like they need an asterisk in their pamphlet.
Well, I think that's how they weed out the people who don't know geography, because right there in their name, they say they're the University of the Pacific. Now, when I heard that name when I was back in high school, because the basketball team would make the tournament, so you'd hear the name,
right.
My mind immediately went to something akin to what Pepperdine really
is. Yeah, literally. I was just going to say Pepperdine.
Pepperdine is in Malibu, for anybody who doesn't know, and basically it overlooks the Pacific Ocean.
It's the most ridiculous, like the campus itself isn't all that pretty, like because they're all new, but it is beautiful. It's in a kajillion, all the houses are a kajillion dollars, looks over the ocean. It's amazing.
And you hear University of the Pacific, and you have that exact same theory in your mind. You do not realize that the University of Pacific is in the middle of the Central Valley, which is not anywhere close to water.
Nowhere near water. Nowhere. They actually have a lack of water.
So, and you're on the north side of Stockton, so you're not really, you're not that close to what's going on. So this new student apartment, really, it's like 3 or 4 miles.
Yeah, they're going to run a shuttle.
Oh, awesome. So that'll be like shooting fish in a barrel. There.
Because they literally, it was buying, but I think it was originally going to be a Hilton, and then it got foreclosed, and someone else was running it, and the people who were running it bought it for like $2 million and couldn't run a profit.
Yeah, it's...
Unless you're going there for the university, why would you spend a night in a somewhat luxurious hotel in Stockton? Although Kathy Griffin's going to Stockton.
They get a lot of comedians. They've got, I'm trying to think of the name of the theater. It's an old historic theater. The Fox?
No.
I forget the name of it. Anyway.
Something like that.
But it's about three or four blocks from the waterfront where you were talking
it's
about.
It's a pretty theater.
It's a very historic, old-looking theater. And they get a lot of comedians and acts that go through there.
Just don't park across the street because you will get shot to death.
Well, there's,
unfortunately, that's probably a true statement.
There's a chance of it. There's a chance of it. So anyway, I'm going to wrap up here because we've had all sorts of technical problems tonight. We're gonna get out on something, crossing paths with stupidity, and this time I cross paths with myself. And you're asking yourself, how did you cross paths with your own stupidity? And I have a rule, and I think this is a good rule to live by, that if you go to a restaurant that has a specific food item in the name of the restaurant, that you should probably go ahead and order what that is. You know, like if you're going to Steve's House of Cod, it's probably named Steve's House of Cod because that's what's really good there.
Yeah.
And I know this. I'm going out to, I went out to Burgers and Brew. A couple weeks ago. Really nice place.
Awesome place.
Now, to be fair, there was a shooting in the parking lot across the street about a month ago, so...
Yeah, to be fair, but I guess.
You can get shot almost anywhere.
True.
Really, you can get shot anywhere. Fair statement.
True.
But very, you know, safe neighborhood in Sacramento, Midtown Sacramento. It was just weird, isolated incident. And so I go to Burgers and Brew, and I love burgers, and normally I get burgers, and I go, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to order fish and chips.
Oh, really?
Yes.
They have other things you could have gotten.
I know. That's why
their grilled ham and cheese is so good.
See, I cross paths with my own stupidity. They've got like six different kinds of burgers that are all fantastic. And a ton of beer, both on tap and in the bottle.
Tons.
And what did dumbass here get? Dumbass,
fish and chips?
Dumbass ordered fish and chips and a Coke. I had fish and chips at a Coke at Burgers and Brew.
Really? Fish and chips?
Yes. I just, for some reason, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to have something different.
I thought you were maybe going to go with like a chicken sandwich or the grilled cheese, which is also very tasty. But no, you really went off the deep end.
I did. Literally. I went literally off the deep end and said, I'm going to have me fish and chips. Ugh. And so my advice to you is if you go to Burgers and Brew and it's a fine place, don't get fish and chips.
Yeah.
Because that's... And I was so pissed at myself.
Like, how were you by your? Were you with anyone?
I was.
Did they not tell you that it wasn't a good idea?
Well, when you're with people, they go, "Oh, well, you always had burgers, so yeah, if you want to have something different, go ahead." They had the lamb burger, and they were very intrigued with the lamb burger.
Yeah, it's
so
tasty.
So they were good about that.
Burgers and Brews really does have one of the best grilled ham and cheese sandwiches I've ever had in my life. Oh, and they literally have the world's best bacon.
Yeah. Oh, the bacon cheese.
It's like super thick. I wish you could just get a bacon sandwich with like 8 pounds of bacon on. That might be a lot, but maybe like a pound of bacon.
All right. Now, I said that was going to be the last thing, but I lied. I'm going to have one more thing.
You're such a liar.
My last cent. I'm going to put my last cent in. And this is the new 2011 penny. And it pissed me off when I saw it.
Why?
Have you seen these?
No.
Here, take a look at this. It does not have the Lincoln Memorial on the back of it.
Ew, it has like... what?
Yeah.
This doesn't even feel like a penny.
But it is. It's the 2011 penny, and on the back of it, it looks like what could be Captain America's shield. Although Captain America has a round shield, but...
This is stupid. Why do they...
See?
Stupid.
See, that's great. They go through the effort of making pennies. I don't know if they think this is going to be something awesome, but...
I think they want to piss off people, because you know they want the Mint wants to get rid of them.
Well, congratulations, Mint. I'm pissed off at the penny.
Ugh.
And normally I just throw it into a jar until I can roll them, but there you go.
I'm trying to remember the last time I've actually seen a penny.
Do you not pay... You don't
pay
with cash?
I never pay cash. I need my miles.
Well,
I get angry when places don't take credit. I'm like, really?
Oh, well, I know.
Crateville.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you.
I saw you check in there the other day, and I'm like,
So luckily, my friend Rachel had a... Okay, this is what I think is funny. They don't take credit cards, but they take checks.
Well, sure.
Checks and cash. So luckily, Rachel didn't have any cash on her. She's like, I'll just write a check. like, who would, first of all, why are you carrying a checkbook around?
Right.
And second of all, that just seems like the most antiquated way to pay. It seems like it would be more productive for me to bring in some chickens and barter with them. A check, really? Really? A check?
Yeah, I write one check a month, and it's for rent. So that's the end of it. I don't know. That's a good place to go out on. See, money will make you angry, whether you have it or whether you don't.
And usually whenever I get change, I always put it in a little thing if it's there because I just don't like the noise it makes. Like change. I like quarters. And that's it.
All right. So we'll leave it at that. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Say goodnight, Larry.
Good night, Larry.
All right. We'll talk to you all soon. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
I feel in my head, I feel in my tiny heart. And when the world is built, I'm sure that it will blow up. Yeah! And his pipe is filled with razor blades. The mother's hanging from a little crochet noose she made. And if you wonder where the children are,